We're just about ready. All set. Sprinting away, and Swiss Cross missed the kick over there. It was slow away. Two Tigers got away well with Willow Charm, the early leaders. Federico Kagisha shows pace in the early stages. Along the inside of those, a Smoking Gun. Now, they're all tracking to the outside. I think that's where you want to be today. I think the jockeys realized that after the running of race one, and Willow Charm goes to the outside, the leader from Two Tigers racing second. Berry Lance with a red cap on the extreme outside. Federico Gagicius is right there, up and up. Then came Dance for Darling, Smoking Gun. Mulholland Drive is 4-5 lengths off the leader with Swiss Cross. The race right up on the outside of the course with 500 metres to go, and in front is Willow Charm with Two Tigers pressing him. Three lengths away to Berry Lance. In behind those, up and up, Mulholland Drive has got 6-7 lengths to make up. Further back, Federico Gagicius. 300 to go, Willow Charm, Two Tigers. Berry Lance is two lengths away. Further back to up and up with 200 to go. Willow Charm, Two Tigers pouring on the pressure. It's still Willow Charm, but now Two Tigers gets the business inside the closing stages. Willow Charm from Two Tigers. Willow Charm just going to eke it out. Willow Charm beat Two Tigers. Third will go to Berry Lance and fourth to up and up. Willow Charm, Jason Gates. Two Tigers, Muzzy Yenny fighting out the finish over here. We'll have a look at the head-on replay. Berry Lancer was third and a long way back to the others. Interesting, they came all to the outside of the course over here, and I thought that was the right move for them. They were floundering in the first race, sticking to that inside running surface. And they've come to the outside where I think there was a little less kick-up here. Willow Charm is one in the St. John Grey colours, beating home into second. Two Tigers. Third, Berry Lance, and then the two Matchett fillies, up and up, fourth, and Mulholland Drive, fifth. And Willow Charm will break out of his maidens today. It was his 18th race course appearance. Jason Gates for St. John Grey. Two Tigers tried hard those closing stages. Muzzy Yenny, very animated in the saddle, just can't get there. Can't get to Gates on Willow Charm. And Willow Charm will eke out a win here. Third to Berry Lancer, honest enough run, and a long way back to the others. That's the running of the opening leg of the Bipot. A victory here for number one, Willow Charm.